it's probably a bad idea for people to start working on their taxes today.
Well, a lot of people do file their taxes at the last minute, and e-filing really does go very quickly for the majority of people. So we encourage people to go to the Department of Revenue website. So a lot of people would be able to do their tax return in a short amount of time, e-filing, and still get it done by midnight.
I'm guessing at this late stage in the game, we're addressing people today mainly who have to file extensions or maybe have finished all their paperwork, but they can't come up with the amount of money they owe. What do they do?
For people who have records they still need to get or who may have a more complicated tax situation, they can file for an extension. It means you have until October 15 to actually file your tax return. However, you should make an estimate of how much you owe, pay a little more than that estimate, because if you pay less than you actually owe, you'll be charged 1% per month's interest up until the time you file.
The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance raised some concerns in a newspaper piece on Monday morning. What they were saying is that the tax code in Wisconsin has become very complicated, such as the number of tax credits in recent years has gone up about three times. The number of deviations in Wisconsin from federal tax law has doubled in recent years. The pages of instruction in Wisconsin have gone up 20%. And here's Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance expressing some of those concerns.
The legislature, governor, citizens keep asking for small changes in the tax law. And so we've been piling tax credit upon deduction, upon exclusion. And honestly, it's gotten to the point where I don't think anybody understands the cumulative effect of what they've done, both in terms of making the law far more complex than it need be and creating all sorts of strange incentives and disincentives to how people behave.
And I trust that he's talking about things that people might make some decisions about marriage or divorce or working and retiring that they might not otherwise make. I'll give you a chance to respond.
The Taxpayers Alliance made some good points about the fact that our tax code has gotten very complex over the years. We've taken some steps to do that. Governor Walker, in January of 2011, for example, introduced a bill that adopted, for Wisconsin purposes, federal tax treatment of health savings accounts. We had a different approach than the federal government. The legislation that the governor introduced and the legislature passed last year adopted the same approach as the federal government, so it made our tax return more simple because you can just follow the same treatment as the federal. It also reduced taxes on middle-class taxpayers by about $48 million. Another thing we did last year was to change Wisconsin's tax treatment of about 40 other items to be the same as in the federal tax code. So we've taken steps to reduce the burden and to make the tax code more simple, and we'll do more in the future because that's a very worthwhile goal.
Rick Chandler is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much.